the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I mean, maybe I was reading some things that, you know, I've read some columns where at least it was characterized that the president said we should go to four-year colleges. If I was in error in that, at least I certainly, if you say you haven't found that, I've certainly read that. If it was an error, then I agree with the president that we should have options for people to go to a variety of different training options for them.
There's Rick Santorum sort of stumbling through his comments, or going back to his comments, that the president was a snob for wanting everybody to go to college. There, we could have a debate about that and not worry about the presidential contenders. Perhaps we'll have that later on. Right now, though, we get started with another review of another weekend of politics to identify the pretender, the contender, the intender, and who doesn't belong. Who of the four remaining does not belong? 800-510-8255. A review of what has happened this past weekend. The world of conversation radio, issue-oriented talk radio. This show is aimed at listening to, sort of earmarking, if you will, some of the great conversations, so that we have a sense of where most of you are conversationally as we monitor a couple of hundred radio stations around the country with good programs and good hosts. We'll get to some of them. The morning of Monday usually brings us around to the Sunday morning television talk programs, and we'll get there as we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Over the weekend, the state of Washington held their caucuses in the sort of primary before we get to the Republican convention. All the states have to weigh in. Mitt Romney grabbed another pretty good win there. 38% of the vote was in the Romney column. Ron Paul came in second with 25%. And then Rick Santorum was in third with the 24%. Newt Gingrich was in fourth with 10%. Tomorrow, Super Tuesday, there are 10 states having contests. Caucuses in Alaska tomorrow, Idaho, and North Dakota. And then the actual primary voting takes place in Georgia, Massachusetts, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. So let's get to Rick Santorum making his rounds, and we start off with the Fox Sunday morning program hosted by Chris Wallace, where he talks to Santorum about his predictions for tomorrow.
Ohio is, I think it's generally agreed, the biggest prize on Super Tuesday, and it would seem to be tailor-made for you. Blue-collar, manufacturing, lots of rural areas, big evangelical vote. Don't you have to win there, sir?
Well, we're going to do very, very well there. I believe that. I mean, it's a tough state for us, only because of the the fact that with a money disadvantage. But we've got a great grassroots campaign. We're hanging in there, and we feel very confident that we're going to do well. As you know, it's always harder when you've got two conservative candidates out there running in the race, as we've seen in Washington, and we've seen in some of the other states. We have the anti-Romney vote, if you will. Both Gingrich and I are out there slugging away. We just need to show that we are the best candidate to go head-to-head. And I think if you look at all these races, it's Governor Romney and me, one or two, or in this case, Washington. Congressman Paul has spent a lot of time out there. But we're the ones that are the alternative, the clear alternative. And, you know, eventually, hopefully, this race settles out and we'll get a chance to go one-on-one. And once that happens, we feel very comfortable we're going to win this thing.
Well, you raised the question, should Newt Gingrich drop out?
Well, that's up to him to decide. But clearly, if you continue to combine the votes that Congressman Gingrich and I get, we're doing pretty well. I mean, Michigan, we'd have won easily had those two votes been combined. But you know, that's a process. I think Newt's got to figure out where he goes after Georgia, and we're gonna see that. I think we're gonna do well here in Tennessee. We're gonna do well in Oklahoma. I think we're gonna do very well also in Ohio and North Dakota, and I think we'll come in second place in a lot of places too. So again, if you look at where you can finish first and good second places, I think again this race narrows to two candidates over time, and that's where we have our opportunity.
On the other hand, because of filing problems, you may be ineligible for 18 of Ohio's 66 delegates, and you're not even on the ballot in Virginia, which means you have no chance for those 49 delegates. Right. The Romney campaign says this is a question of basic competence, and they say you flunked.
Well, as you know, Chris, those delegates had to be filed in Virginia and all the way back in early part of December. And I'll be honest. I mean, I was out running across the state of Iowa and, you know, sitting at 2% in the national polls with very, very limited resources. You know, we didn't have the ability to go out. I think it's remarkable, candidly, that if you look at all of the states, other than a handful in Ohio and in Virginia, where we weren't the only one that didn't get on the ballot. Rick Perry didn't get on, and who had a lot of resources, and Newt Gingrich, who had a lot of resources back then, didn't get on. You know, we've done amazingly well for a campaign early on that didn't have a lot of resources to go out and do things, and we got on a lot of ballots that people just thought we wouldn't. And I feel very good that we're on enough, clearly enough, to be able to win this nomination.
All right, so there's the we, the I, the our, whatever pronoun you want to use to refer to Rick Santorum. There he is thinking about, out loud anyway, what his chances may be tomorrow. Would you expect him to say he's going to do lousy? One of those kind of silly conversations. I think I'm going to lose tomorrow. Of course, that's what he's going to say. 800-510-8255. How do you think Mitt Romney continues? What do you think about problems any of the candidates have? Newt Gingrich and look at Ron Paul. Man, he still keeps... He was so visible. It's almost like the news media is apologizing for the way they have treated Ron Paul, figuring that the public is now on Ron Paul's side in many events, in many ways. So now they're covering pretty much everything that he says, which ought to have happened 4 years ago. It just shows you how foolish they are, they being those who consider themselves to be smarter than you are and want to tell you what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think. The collusion between the government and the powers that be and the news media is astounding. And so it's good that Ron Paul's breaking away from that. 800-510-8255. So we get to the other candidates, including Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, coming up here on the countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Hi, this is Barbara Bush calling for Romney for president on behalf of our friend, Mitt Romney. We have known the Romneys for years and believe Mitt is the best man to lead the country for the next 4 years, and Ann will make a great first lady. So please vote for Mitt in the Ohio primary on Tuesday. If you have any questions, just call the Ohio campaign headquarters at 614-664-3485 or email them at teamoh@mittromney.com. And again, don't forget to vote for Mitt Tuesday. Thank you for your time. This call was paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
That's Barbara Bush, George, the first George Bush's wife and the second George Bush's mother, calling on behalf of the robocalls that so many people have been so upset about. She, over the weekend, was very extraordinarily visible in a number of states, including Ohio, with, as suggested there, Romney's campaign picking up the tab for her calling and saying, please vote. Does that have an impact on you? When you hear that, is that cool? Would that change your vote one way or another? 800-510-8255. Get to the calls later on. Right now we're reviewing on the countdown various candidates' appearances on the Sunday morning news programs on TV. From ABC, George Stephanopoulos talks to Newt Gingrich.
You took a blow in Tennessee. Your state co-chair switched sides, State Senator Stacey Canfield. I want to show you what he said right here. He said, I like Newt, and I think he's a great leader, but I don't think it's his time, and I think he won't do what is necessary to win this election. I think Rick Santorum is the best chance we can get to have a conservative president. Some conservatives think you need one person running against Mitt Romney.
Well, oddly enough, at the time he was doing that, we were winning a conservative caucus vote in Tennessee. And 2 days earlier, we won the Nashville Business Council survey, beating both Romney and Santorum. So there are differences of opinion. I think that there's a huge difference between Santorum and me. Santorum has been historically a labor union senator from Pennsylvania. He voted against national right to work. He voted for Davis-Bacon, which cost state and local governments billions of dollars in favor of unions. And he voted for every single minimum wage increase that the unions asked for. So I think there's some pretty big policy differences there. And when you get out of the industrial states, I think it gets harder for Rick to put together a majority. So we'll see how it goes next week.
Mr. Speaker, you know, there's really no way for you to get enough delegates before the convention. So this, as you said, could be a long fight if it's going to be successful for you. When we've seen this happen in the past, 1952 for the Democrats, 1976 for the Republicans, 1980 for the Democrats, it means that party loses in the general election. Are you worried that this kind of long fight is going to put your nominee at risk?
You know, George, I'll be glad to swap history credentials with you. 4 years ago, I believe it was, that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton went all the way to late June before their race ended. And yet that seemed to actually be more advantageous to then-Senator Obama than Senator McCain having gotten the nomination early. So I think it all depends on which year you're talking about and how it evolves, what happens. But we're up against an incumbent president. The thing people have to ask themselves is, who do you think could stand up to Barack Obama in October and win the debates? Because we're certainly not, you know, the Romney strategy of outspending isn't going to work against Obama.
All right, so there we have that focus from Mr. Gingrich from State of the Union on CNN. They'll talk about Newt Gingrich in a few moments. Stand by for that here on The Countdown.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. The Talk Radio review of the hot hits in Talk Radio and an overview of where the GOP contenders are now. Primary season is in high gear with the Super Tuesday vote, pretty crucial to a number of people. Newt Gingrich may be the only candidate whose campaign ought to be in jeopardy if he doesn't do well. That's the conversation that follows here from CNN State of the Union with Candy Crowley and her political analysts.
My sense is nobody really is in big jeopardy on Super Tuesday except for maybe Newt Gingrich.
Right, because, I mean, he said it himself. He set the bar high, saying he's got to win Georgia. And the issue with Georgia, of course, is that, like other states, it's proportional. So Mitt Romney can take a little, Santorum can take a little, and, you know, he could have a moral victory symbolically, but in terms of the delegates, even if he doesn't get the majority of the delegates, he's in big trouble.
Yeah, the mini race has been remarkably tumultuous on the one hand, more people leading in national polls than in any Republican race ever. On the other hand, it has a lot of stability in the sense that the party is dividing along familiar lines from state to state, in some ways reminiscent of Obama and Clinton, who had clear demographic alternatives, and that's one of the reasons why it went on so long. No one could shake it. So we have here where Mitt Romney is running quite well with the more upscale managerial part of the party, and Gingrich has pretty much been eclipsed in that more conservative wing by Rick Santorum. It'll be a real question whether he can find any way to leapfrog back over Santorum. Certainly, even winning Georgia would not be enough to change that basic dynamic.
No, I mean, the question is whether or not he's going to get out of the race. And he made pretty clear to you today with that brilliant question where you played his own words back to him. No, he's not going to step.
He's just not a step aside guy for the unless just really jammed into a corner. The difference between this race and Obama Clinton, as far as I recall, is that Obama and Clinton got more popular and more acceptable to the other side as they went along, and these guys seem to be in this circular firing squad.
Oh, look, the last ABC Washington Post poll had Mitt Romney facing a squeeze that in theory should not be possible. His favorability ratings were simultaneously declining with the voters who describe themselves as the most conservative and with independents. He's kind of, the base is resisting and the swing voters. From Obama's point of view and from the Democratic point of view, the Republicans have been driven toward positions that will give them openings in November. Romney has come out with a 20% marginal tax rate cut, which is not going to be simple to sell at a time of a $1 trillion deficit, immigration, other issues. Let's not forget, Obama has some significant vulnerabilities because of the economy, but there's no question the Democrats feel that Republicans have wrapped themselves around the axle to some extent in this campaign.
Exactly. And you talk to Republicans and they make the argument that, well, it's not that bad if we have a lengthy process because look what happened to the Democrats. But it's a really good point. It is very, very different in terms of the substance of what they're talking about. I mean, part of the reason why President Obama and the Democrats are so thrilled is because you have Rick Santorum pulling the whole conversation to the right. You have a conversation suddenly about contraception, where Mitt Romney early on said in a debate, why are we talking about contraception?
my question exactly.
Since February 7th, since Santorum's reemergence, you don't really hear many Republicans saying a lengthy process is benefiting them. I think there's a real change because what they, as you say, what they've been forced to discuss, the way they're discussing it, I don't think anybody feels that February has been a good month for the Republican hopes of beating Obama. Doesn't mean that they can't get back in the game, but this has been a tough few weeks.
All right, so it's a long way to November, and anything can happen. Who knows what's going to happen domestically, internationally. 800-510-8255. Rick Santorum, somehow or other, tried to connect himself, or he was connected, to John F. Kennedy when last week they were talking about separation of church and state, and what he said was it put American civilization at risk. He said JFK's speech about separation of church and state put American civilization at risk. What a foolish thing for anybody to say in the year 2012, isn't it? Not only is he wrong to keep saying it, but the USA is a secular country, but aren't we way beyond questioning the president's faith at this point in time? I mean, enough of that stuff, all right? But you look at Santorum and you listen to him, watching his body language, you realize that this guy has some kind of hang-up. I guess that's the way I would put it. He's got a hang-up about religion, his faith, and that thing which separates people who are open and objective to those who are on a mission that doesn't help. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go? Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Ever wonder exactly where your beer was brewed? On Wednesday, Budweiser introduced Track Your Bud, a digital campaign integrated with packaging that allows consumers to trace the origins of their beer to one of Bud's 12 U.S. breweries using just a scan from their smartphone. Jane Killebrew-Gillespie is Director of Brewing, Quality, and Innovation for Anheuser-Busch.
Track Your Bud gives our consumers a way to see where their beer is from, meet our brewmasters, and learn more about the state-of-the-art brewery that created their beer. It also shows consumers the sources of the ingredients that went into their beer, from the barley fields of Wisconsin to the hop farms of Washington.
Track Your Bud is available as an iTunes or Android app and also integrates with Facebook to connect beer drinkers across the country through the bud they have in their hands. Users will also be able to access videos, collect badges from each brewery, and name batches of beer if they're the first to track. Learn more at www.trackyourbud.com. That's trackyourbud.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, much the same as the first, a review of the Sunday morning news station, news talk programming on the various networks, and then your calls on the presidential race, 800-510-8255. We've not heard yet from CBS's Face the Nation, where Bob Schieffer actually talked to Ron Paul.
Where do you think that you can win on Tuesday night?
Well, you know, my measurement of winning is, you know, winning most of the majority of the delegates. And in that case, you know, we have about three states that we're still, that we've already concluded that we may well win. And so next week here in Alaska, there's a very good chance we'll come out with a majority of the delegates in Idaho as well as North Dakota.
Congressman, let me ask you this question, and I mean this as a serious question, and I mean it with respect. Are you in this to the end? Do you really think you could actually win the nomination, or is there a different purpose in your campaign and in your running?
Yeah, I've answered this question, you know, a few times, and I don't know why there has to be an either or. Matter of fact, if you're in a race to make a point or, you know, to promote a cause, the best way to do that is to win. So by the fact that I won 12 times in Congress and got the people of that district to understand what true liberty is about and what a strict constitutional does and, you know, argue the case of sound money and a different type of foreign policy. So by my winning those elections was very, very beneficial to promoting that cause. So it doesn't bother me. Do I believe I can win? Yes. Do I believe the chances are slim? Yes, I do. But things happen in this world that we don't have total control of. And we live in a world that's very much in flux, you know, internationally and monetarily, that just might make the circumstances different. But I understand your question, but I think it should never be considered an either-or issue.
Were you a little bit surprised last week when Rick Santorum said he thought you were just in this because you were in cahoots with Mitt Romney? And some have suggested that what you're trying to do here is create a situation where Romney might ask your son, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, to be his running mate. What did you make of that?
Well, it sounds like he's trying to concoct a conspiracy, so I didn't know he was into the conspiracy business. Now, I think that's all created, but I think the media is fed on that because, you know, they keep saying, you know, is there a deal? Is there a deal? And obviously not. He wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And I think that's just Santorum trying to talk about something, and he didn't have any issues to attack me on, so he had to go after me on something as silly as that.
I think it is interesting to listen to him in that grandfatherly way sort of dismiss things. Whether Santorum said it because he didn't have anything else to talk about, which may be the case, it still smells like there's something there. I hadn't thought about the angle of having his son as a vice presidential nominee. That's another question that's going to come up as soon as these guys smooth all this up. And that may come as early as tomorrow. If Mitt Romney does well tomorrow, that pretty well will seal it for him. 800-510-8255 as we review here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Sunday morning TV news programs and the politicians that have appeared on them or their discussion about them. For example, here from Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to, again, some of these political quote-unquote analysts about Mitt Romney.
What are you looking for on Tuesday here? This is the big preview. For Mitt Romney, he'll come out of Super Tuesday still far and away the most likely Republican nominee, no matter what happens. If he'll win Vermont, Massachusetts, Virginia, he's got to win Ohio to keep the momentum going. If he loses Ohio, things are going to drag on for longer. And it'd be nice for him, real nice for him, if he overwhelmed in delegate accumulation, which I think he will no matter what, and if he could win one other state, Idaho, maybe Tennessee, something else where there's not a meme out there, he can't win in the South.
Let me throw some things on the table based on my own reporting this week on some of the keys for Romney, both on the math but also on the narrative. The economy, I've noticed him focusing on the economy, selling himself as a fiscal conservative, not a cultural conservative. He's clearly concerned about erosion of support among independents. He wants to distance himself from the extremes. He still has been error-prone on the campaign trail, but this is really a test here, Mike Murphy, whether he can build on the success of Michigan and Arizona. That's something he has not done yet after a couple of big victories. That's the opportunity Tuesday.
Well, Michigan gave him the big microphone, so he can do himself some good. That Washington State win, I think, was indicative because he was way behind there. He is definitely moving up now, a tied race in Ohio. And the question is, how does he use this moment? Now, this thing is always about two things. The delegate math, where he's doing very well, and the narrative of winning and losing. So what I'm looking for is, of course, Ohio, but also Tennessee, because otherwise the narrative will be that Romney cannot win in the South and we have more southern states coming. But if he can win Ohio, he's won Florida. Those are the two biggest states in the general election, swing states. And he wins Tennessee, which I think he can do. That'll be, I think, maybe the big surprise. And maybe pick up some suburban support. Even in Newt Gingrich's Georgia, he'll win Virginia for free. That's the Brezhnev primary. You know, vote for anybody you want. There's only two on the ballot, Romney and Paul. Then I think he'll be in a pretty commanding place in nomination, and on behalf of the Republican establishment, it's about damn time, because we want this thing to get over, because we see those independent voters eroding as we scare the hell out of them with the histrionics of our primary.
Yeah, histrionics is a good word. 800-510-8255 in Ohio. It's interesting, as you look at some of the polls, how worried some are when it comes to the bread and butter issues, that is jobs, economy, that kind of stuff. Santorum keeps pushing his social agenda, which is not what the people in Ohio or really anywhere else, honestly, the majority of people don't want to hear a discussion of that. What they want is to have people talking about how they're going to get the soul of America back into the middle. There are a lot of different approaches, but they don't begin by a big discussion of social issues. That's pretty clear. 800-510-8255. Okay, I think we've taken care of all of the Sunday morning programs. Let's get to callers and let's get to thoughts from the radio hosts as well, starting with Nathan Hager, who talked to Paul Bedard from the Washington Examiner about Mitt Romney's win in Washington on Saturday.
I guess now after Washington State, Paul, it is safe to say that Mitt Romney does have the momentum here.
Yeah, he's definitely on a roll, you know, coming out of Michigan where he was, well, I mean, people thought Santorum was going to win that state. He eked out a victory. Washington, a lot of folks didn't think that there would be such a good victory for any of the candidates. Romney was strong. He picks up a majority of the delegates there, maybe as high as 25 or so. So that keeps him in the delegate lead. And then you go to Super Tuesday coming up, And, well, it's still a mix. I mean, people like Larry Sabato said it could essentially be a draw in the delegate race, even if Romney wins Ohio. Right now, Nathan, I thought Romney would be doing better than he is. He's still behind Santorum in Ohio, but he's surging in much the same way he did in Florida against Gingrich and Michigan against Santorum through a lot of advertising.
It's interesting that Larry Sabato thinks that Super Tuesday will be a draw when you consider that one of those Super Tuesday states, the one you live in, Virginia, Santorum isn't even on the ballot.
Well, that's and Sabato argues that really in the delegate count, you know, he has Romney winning five states, including Ohio, and Santorum winning two, because of the way the delegates get chewed up. That is essentially a draw, and the difference he thinks where Romney will have about 49-50 extra delegates coming out of Super Tuesday is in Virginia, because only Ron Paul and Romney are on the ballot.
Now, if
kind of the edge.
Now, if Super Tuesday, as Sabato says, does turn out to be a draw, I mean, I guess one of the next really big states is Texas. I don't think they vote until May. I mean, Does the race carry on till then?
The race could carry on, but what Romney has going for him is an amazing on-the-ground campaign and also a very good delegate counter and how they're going to try to, you know, grab all of these delegates. Also, we're not even talking yet about the superdelegates, you know, the House and Senate members and people like that, that Romney will now start to grab. But you're right. You're going to have a long, drawn-out race, it seems, right now. And, you know, Romney has a lot of money, but, I mean, you look at Michigan, it really didn't help him that much.
All right, so a review of Romney's campaign. What do you think? John's in Oklahoma. What do you, as far as putting together a prognosis of tomorrow, John, what do you think? Hello? All right, so we'll pause for a moment. It's 17 before the hour on the countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want you to look at the computer keyboard and figure out what it has to do with you. Each and every day, every one of us looks at a computer keyboard and uses it. And as a matter of fact, there's very little change from that keyboard to the typewriters that we learned how to use, depending upon our ages, of course, and I'm showing mine, years back. Nothing has changed. The keys are in the exact same place. And yet, that is the one thing in our lives so far that have remained constant. However, what's the lesson here? Just because something never changes, it doesn't mean that we can't get better at it. If we improve our skills using the keyboard, if we improve our skills using the mouse, things get better for us. It's the same thing in life. Just because something is the same, go for it, enjoy it, improve your skills, improve your talents, improve your energy for the key to success in life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
It is our message that appeals to the independents, to the Democrats, and to the Republican base. Because very simply, it's the message of liberty. And the message of liberty is what we were all about. That means we have individual liberty. We're allowed to lead our lives as we so choose. But, you know, if we have a natural right to our life and our liberties, as Jefferson argued and we agree with, shouldn't we have the natural right to keep the fruits of our labor?
That's the message that resounds whenever Ron Paul speaks, and it resounds more with people on all sides of the aisle, all faiths, all different cultural. The government, I talk to lots and lots of people, whether it be on this program, other programs that I host and do, when I'm visiting around the country, talking to people. This issue stands out among any and all others, with the exception of jobs and economy. This really is the biggest issue. Social mores and standards that are being dictated through legislation, the incursion and intrusion into our lives every step of the way. People don't want to start businesses. Those of us who are farmers, we're disgusted with the way the government just comes in and rolls over people in the name of the big agricultural community. And the public is wise to it, and more than wise, they're pretty angry about it. So, John in Oklahoma, what say you about the message from Ron Paul?
Well, I totally agree with everything you just said, Doug. I'm looking at a information sheet that I received last week from the Ron Paul campaign, and he intends to save $1 trillion the first year. He's going to eliminate 5 federal departments: education, energy, commerce, housing and urban development, and interior. He also says here that he's going to balance the budget by year 3 without cutting one penny from our veterans, one penny from our senior citizens, or one penny from our national defense. And also, I was a little concerned about him up until about 3 weeks ago, when it became abundantly clear that our interventionist policy in the Middle East is almost a total disaster. Now that we're having the Afghan military and police out there shooting our soldiers, as well as other soldiers from Europe that are there to help them to secure their freedom, and after the takeover of what would have been a freedom and democratic process going on in Libya and Egypt, now it's going from an Arab Spring to a Muslim Brotherhood summer, and in the fall we're getting a lot of our supposed allies in the Middle East turning against us, and I'm tired of it. I want to get out of there. Let them kill each other. I don't give a damn about the Muslims in the Middle East. I don't think you can take people from the 7th century and bring them into the 21st century in any short period of time, and it's just costing us way too much. I say, let's get out. I agree with Ron Paul. We need to regroup. We need to solve our own financial problems here at home and get this country back on track as a very sovereign and self-respecting nation.
All right, sir. Thanks for your input. 800-510-8255. A lot of passion in that conversation. About a fifth of the country will vote in Republican presidential primaries and caucuses tomorrow. the 10 states voting have vastly different economic problems. Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul have tried to master policy in all of these areas by telling people who are voting tomorrow what they want to hear. And one of the things that people do want to hear is about what this gentleman just suggested, and I suggested a few minutes ago. The reason Ron Paul is doing as well as he is because he makes sense. Get out of all these countries, stop all this fighting, stop feeding the military-industrial complex, and give us back our liberties. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here, continuing with our overview of the GOP race, the 10 states, and how different they are. I thought it was pretty interesting. Of the 10 states, Georgia, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, Oklahoma, Massachusetts, Idaho, North Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, the only state that shows a positive change in terms of the median household income is North Dakota, because of all the coal and oil, all the petroleum reserves up there. That's big business in the Dakotas, a big business in Wyoming, and so that's helped the economy there. But when you look, so the economy is up 7%, or at least that's what the average wage, median household income, up about 7% from where it was 4 years ago. The jobless rate in North Dakota is only about 3%, which is really in contrast to like Georgia, where it's almost 10%, that kind of stuff. So let's think about that as we listen to Talko's Esme Murphy talking to a political analyst about Rick Santorum.
The criticism has been heaped on him, and there's certain evidence that he may actually be suffering in terms of some of these decisions in Arizona and Michigan about some of the fact that women are not supporting him in the numbers that they are supporting Mitt Romney. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's clearly the case. As I've been parsing sort of the exit polls, there's no question about that. And there's sort of a twofold problem here that Santorum has to worry about, both primary and general election. And let me do both of them. Is that within the Republican Party, women, you know, the polls are suggesting, as you pointed out there, that women in the party are probably, as a rule, less conservative, especially on the birth control issue and social issues, than are men. And they're not supporting Santorum. And where Santorum's strength actually has been, it's been trying to run more as a blue-collar person. That's where his success was. Blue-collar critique, I should say, of Romney. He's been more successful with that in terms of Michigan. Second, even if Santorum does get the nomination, and I'm still not ruling that out at this point, if he does get the nomination, you know, as we've said several times, you know, women are a sizable chunk of the swing voter in the United States, and the women are increasingly alienated, sort of like former Republican women, or Republican women alienated from a lot of sort of the real hardcore, you know, social issues of the Republican Party. And so that if the battle for winning the presidency is with the swing voters, and women are a big constituency of that, especially sort of these moderate Republican women, this kind of emphasis on the social issues isn't working very well. On the other hand, this is why he's starting to shift more towards the economic issues a little bit, is because in the critical swing states that are going to determine the election, the outcome of the election, Ohio, for example, Pennsylvania, Florida, are states with really beaten up economies. And in those states, even though there's some people who care about the social issues, what they're really worried about is bread and butter at this point. They're really worried about the economic issues.
All right, so as long as the focus is on women, let's take a couple of women who are in the queue here on the various candidates. Let's get Cindy in Texas on the air on the countdown.
I wanted to say that how I label myself is I've been a Democrat, a Reagan Democrat, and then a Hillary Democrat. But after the 2008 primaries, I did vote for McCain, and I am leaning on Romney right now. And I believe that probably about 50% of the Hillary voters, as well as the independents, and I kind of consider myself an independent since 2008, are going to go towards Romney. Romney needs to stick with the issues on being fiscal conservative and just leave it that he's not going to be as socially conservative as the others. And if he would stick with looking at that, most of the job creations have been just temporary work. It showed it, you know, like with Solyndra and those other companies where they supposedly hired all those people, but most of them end up being temporary workers. That's what's going on now. And if you go back and look at statistics, I'd like to see someone to look up that to see how many of the jobs created were low-paying temporary work, as well as from what I heard that only 25% of the jobs created were for women were hired. I'm having a hard time right now. Most people are having a hard time. Most people don't care about the Dow being, the NASDAQ and all that being at 13,000 because most people have, like me, have exhausted all their money and they're trying to make ends meet. And that's what's going to happen in this election, is that people need to see that Romney can get and make turn things around. Obama hasn't been doing it. All he does is make speeches. All he does is talk. And we're tired of the talk. Most of the conservative Democrats are tired of it. People are losing things. People are having to scale back. And you're seeing a big difference. Yes, Romney's rich, but who cares? I mean, if he can get the job done, who cares? But like I said, I wish someone, and I think Romney needs to stick with going after Obama on what type of jobs were created.
All right, a lot of passion in Cindy's voice. That's why I let her continue. She's wrapped it up for us in terms of consideration here in this hour of the Talk Radio.